All right, let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning because we love you. We reverence you. We thank you for your deep love for us, for the sacrifice that you made to bring us to yourself. As we worship you this morning, we also bring to you our cares and our concerns and needs. We thank you for those good reports of prayers answered. And then, Father, for other requests for unsaved loved ones and family members and friends, for these other requests that were mentioned for physical needs. And then, Lord, for the remaining part of this service, that you would speak through us, that the name of Christ would be lifted up and the Father would be glorified. We ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. Let's go to the scripture, because one of the highlights of the trip is there are group devotions. Every night there are group devotions. It's not an option. You go on a trip, you do group devotions. And the group devotions were from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to the end of the chapter. Let's read it real quickly. Verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And Paul's writing in the setting here. We're in the arena, right? Sporting event. Give me the blue picture. There we go. We were in Atlanta the Saturday before the Super Bowl. You talk about excitement. You talk about hype. I mean, it was unreal. Every time a new plane came in and people came in, there was volunteers all through that airport screaming and hollering and welcoming. You know, it's a big deal. Let me ask you some questions. Any sports fans? We're not talking Minnesota Twins yet. All right, let's do this. I'm not an artist. See if we can make this look somewhat recognizable. If you can't see this and you're a back row Baptist, there's room on the front seat. How many people were at the Super Bowl 53? Anybody know? Shoot me a number. 70,000 in the stadium. How many people watch the Super Bowl online or on television? Anybody know? Don't be afraid to guess. How much?
1,000.
Try 100.7 million. Okay? TV or online. Now, let's get a little bit closer to the field. How many people on the sideline for each team? Anybody take a guess? Anybody know? 60 people on each team. Okay? Let's break it down a little further. How many players on the field at one time? Come on, football fans. 22. I'm going to put that right atop the field, break it in half. How many on each team? Duh. Okay. There was a title up there a while ago. Are you really in the game? Now, I don't have a lot of time to break down what is the game and all that. We're not talking football this morning. Okay, that's a side note. But if we were, they're lined up, Quarterback's in position, the center's in place, the linemen are there, everybody's ready to go. Quarterback calls for the ball. What happens? He's got it. I got a big one. Okay, the quarterback has the ball, right? And he just stands there. Defensive lineman comes through the line and tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And what do we say? That quarterback is not really even in the game. Okay? Duh. It's baseball season now. Minnesota Twins are on the field. Boston Red Sox had a line drive towards the center fielder. And all he would need to do is just put out his glove and catch it. And he just stands there and watches the ball drop beside him. And what do we say? That center fielder is not really even in the game. Okay? Don't forget this. We're not going to come back to it, but don't forget it. Today, let's do this. The last time I did this, I said, you know what this is? Somebody said, yeah, it's a church. And a little boy said, but it's a little one. Yeah, it's a little church. How many people are sitting in churches across America this morning? Okay? Let's do this. How many people are watching via satellite, computer, TV? They're sitting at home watching a service. How many people are sitting on the sidelines? So what are people doing on the sideline? I'm going to tell you from my experience. When I was a kid, I played Little League Baseball 1 year. And I was good. This doesn't happen around here. I didn't have the right name. I didn't get to play. I sat on the bench and watched a kid pitch that couldn't pitch as good as I did. And I'm sitting on the bench, and you know what I'm saying to myself? I know what I'd do if I were pitching to that guy. When you're on the sidelines, you can always second guess what's going on. Right? We used to call them Monday back quarterbacks. Monday morning quarterbacks. That's what all the football games on Sunday. You got Monday morning armchair quarterbacks. They have all the answers. You know where all the answers are in the church world and evangelism? They're right here on the sideline. People have all the answers, but they're not really even in the game. You know why I say that? They're not doing anything. They have the answers on the sideline. Are they bringing you the answers? Are you giving Pastor Justin the answers? If you've got answers, he's the man. I could go a long ways right here. And I didn't even get to my notes yet, and it's time to quit. Isn't that awful? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to forget this. Are you in the game this morning? Just because you came to church doesn't mean you're in the game. I heard something this morning. I didn't get a chance to talk with Susie at the First Christian Church. She gave the sermon because Pastor Morris got sick. She said her dad always told her, Susie, you can cut hair during the week and you can preach on the weekend. And I grabbed my pen and I grabbed the bulletin and I began to write because I want to talk to Susie about that comment. Why not cut hair all week and preach at the same time? Okay, now you're in the game. Whether you're going to school every day, or you're going to work every day, or you stay at home, or you do whatever, take the message of Jesus Christ wherever you go. Does His love flow through you? Do people understand what you are and why you act the way you do? Go back to the arena, the football game, okay? Cornerback has the ball. He has all kinds of protection. When he throws that ball, he cannot make that receiver catch that ball, can he? Can't do it. All he can do is make sure the ball is there so the receiver can access it. That's his job. I said that to say this. I can throw this ball not as accurate as I can throw a big one. There's probably somebody who can catch it, right? Can you catch a ball? I made it available and he caught it. Now, God has everything in place. He cannot make any of you or me get in the game. He can't make us go out and witness or share Jesus Christ. But God has everything in place. He can't force us. He won't force us. But are we really in the game? Now, on the sidelines at the football game, on the sidelines at a basketball game, there are cheerleaders, right? Give me the picture with the red frame. This is going to be my closer. While we were in Atlanta, all those volunteers, they're asking you, would you like to get your picture taken in one of those frames? You said, yeah, okay. I mean, they're everywhere. They had white ones, and they had blue ones, and they had red frames. And I said, by the end of the day, I want one of those frames. He said, you can't have them. I said to one older man, I said, listen to me. By the end of the day, before I leave Atlanta Airport, I will have that red frame. He said, you can't. I said, you didn't hear me. I will have that red frame. We had a lot of time. I wandered all over the airport, and I harassed all the volunteers I could find. And finally, one of those volunteers got tired of me. She said, sir, if you come back, you can have this. I had my frame. I didn't go from here as far as that back door, and somebody accosted me. Where'd you get that frame? I said, those volunteers over there gave it to me. I didn't point in which direction. I didn't want to get somebody in trouble, but I had the frame. She said, you can't have it. I need it back. I said, I don't think so, baby. It's mine. I had her picture frame. I'm taking this home. I can't get that thing in my suitcase, but I said, I can cut it at four corners. I can take it home, glue it back together. I got Super Bowl 53 memorabilia, right? It's worth some money. I need that back. I said, no, ma'am, I don't think so. I turned my back on her. I'm in the game, right? It's coming my way. She's playing offense. I'm playing defense. You can't have it. She said, they're not ours to give away. And then I began to think, am I going to represent Jesus? Am I going to be stubborn? I turned around and I said, what's it worth to you? I said, you give me a pair of those pom-poms, you can have your frame. I made a deal. I got the pom-poms. Now, I'm not going to dance and jump up and down, but I brought these along to tell you one thing. While you are in the game, and you're sharing Jesus Christ, and you get discouraged, or you're feeling defeated, things aren't going your way, and you need a cheerleader, all I'm going to say is call me. Call your pastor. Call him first. But if you need a cheerleader, I'll be your cheerleader. I'll say, go get them. You know why? It's worth it to get in the game. To really put aside your agenda. You think when the football team comes to the field, they have anything on their mind but one thing? Another touchdown. Another field goal. Baseball team comes onto the field, what are they thinking about? One more run. But God, I make it happen. What are we as a church thinking about? What are we focusing on? One more soul for the kingdom? One more person saved from the clutches of the enemy? Are we really in the game? If we're not in the game, don't wait till it's over. It's time to get in the game. Make it happen. There's people that are hungry all over this area. I know for a fact. We've witnessed to people. We share Jesus with people. We show them the love of Christ. One guy we've talked with numbers of times. We don't agree on much of anything. We talk politics. Oh, we don't talk politics. I do. I talk church. I talk politics. At the end of the day, I said to that man, we didn't agree on much of anything, but I'm going to tell you something. Before I go, I love you. He looked at me and said, really? I said, yeah, I love you. He came into the kitchen one day and I finished a job at their house. His wife said, you're going to shake his hand? I said, no, I don't want him to shake my hand. I want him to give me a hug. And he's a big man. And he gave me a bear hug. You know why? Even though we don't agree, if we show them the love of Christ and we get in the game, get excited about it. God will use us as a team. I read the last chapter. I know who wins. Let's make it happen. Get in the game. Thank you.
Colossians 3, verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. You are dismissed.